It all began on a gloomy Tuesday morning in the corporate jungle of Cubicleville, where Steve, a mild-mannered accounts receivable clerk, decided it was time to spice things up. Literally, Steve had just returned from a weekend in New Orleans and brought back a bottle of the hottest hot sauce known to mankind, Satan's Sneeze. The label showed a cartoon devil crying and sweating at the same time, which should have been a red flag. But Steve, he thought it would be fun to try it on his leftover spaghetti during lunch. At 12:04 p.m., he confidently strutted to the break room, applied 6 generous dabs of the sauce, 6, and popped the whole thing into the microwave. Big mistake. 2 minutes later, a loud bang rocked the office. The microwave door blew open with the fury of 1,000 chili peppers. Red steam burst forth like the gates of hell had been left ajar, and a pungent, spicy fog filled the room. Panic ensued. Debbie from HR thought it was a chemical attack and activated the building evacuation alarm. Greg from IT tripped over a trash can while trying to save his energy drink. Karen from legal tried to sue the hot sauce company on the spot, even though she wasn't even in the break room. Meanwhile, Steve stood there, eyes watering, spaghetti everywhere, mumbling, "Worth it." The building was evacuated for 3 hours. The janitor wore a hazmat suit to clean the microwave. To this day, no one uses it without flinching, and someone printed a wanted poster with Steve's face and taped it to the door. He's now known as the Sauce Boss.